The last time Congress raised the federal minimum wage was 4 years ago. Last week's anniversary of that legislation has prompted many to push for higher minimum wages around the country in places like Fort Lauderdale, Seattle, and Boston. Here in Kansas City, church activists have been organizing their own fight for higher wages and greater economic opportunity. On Thursday evening in the Washington Wheatley neighborhood, they held a rally to build support for their cause. Alex Smith was there and brought us this audio snapshot.
A small gospel combo welcomed visitors to the Truvine Baptist Church on Thursday evening. Sitting in the pews, retired Pastor Wallace Hartsfield explained what brought him to the event.
Jobs. our young men, especially our young men, need jobs. And to get them off of the street, and many things will not happen if these guys have jobs.
Father God, we come right now thanking you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us.
Yes, Pastor Artist you, Lord, Taylor welcomed an audience of about 60 and started the evening with a prayer. Taylor is head of the Truvine Church, which hosted Thursday's rally and community prayer. The event was organized by Communities Creating Opportunity to bring people together in support of racial and economic justice and more opportunities for lower-income Kansas Cityans. Among the speakers was fast food worker Wilma Brown, who took the podium to tell her story of struggles working in the fast food industry.
I work paycheck to paycheck. I struggle to feed myself, my son, pay rent, utilities. I can no longer afford a car.
Several pastors took turns speaking, and some, like Reverend Herbert Davis, brought the fire of Sunday morning to the podium.
But if we're going to make a change, that change young people has got to start with you.
Right.
Do not look at your situations. Don't look at your mama, your daddy, your education, your economic situation, but you point the finger at yourself and say, what can I do to make a change in myself? Because they don't give you a job. They offer you a job. Some of you too dang on lazy to even work at McDonald's.
Some critics say that moves like raising the minimum wage would place a crippling burden on employers, especially during troubled economic times. But rallier Norma Reed believes many low-wage workers suffer unsustainable conditions, and now's the time to act.
We don't want it to get any worse, so this is a good time.
While the event was planned before the George Zimmerman verdict, his acquittal wasn't far from the minds of many. Pastor Stevie Wake said that he and his congregation were looking for constructive ways to deal with the anger that the verdict fueled.
It's something that many congregations have committed to talk about as a result of the verdict, as something that we need to make sure that we respond in a way that's going to bring change.
Philip Rhodes drove in from Overland Park to attend the service.
We're all concerned after the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial, and it looked like this was a positive thing to do to try to solve problems that, that whole incident pointed out in our society.
If you're ready to stand up, speak out, and be heard, let me hear you say, ready.
Ready.
And if you're ready, if you're ready, if you're ready, uh-huh. If you're ready,
yeah.
Then let's get to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
Amen.
After leading a rallying call, Pastor Taylor took the congregation out in the street to march and sing. As the sun began to set, the rally ended with heads bowed as Taylor led a final prayer.
And now we pray your divine guidance,
yes,
as we move forward from this point,
yes,
to making a difference, yes, in our community.
Yes. Organizers say they're planning more events in the next few months to encourage higher wages and more economic opportunity. The next is a march in support of fast food and retail workers at Gillum Park on Tuesday afternoon. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.